Pope is going to break tradition by holding the midnight mass 2 hours earlier at 10 p.m. rather than midnight. And actually, it's kind of a common joke among Catholics to ask, when's the midnight mass? Because churches do hold it as early as like 7 p.m. People don't have to hold it. The definition that you have to hold midnight mass at midnight or sometime before in order to be a true Eucharist. We're joined right now from Rome, David Willey, the BBC's correspondent there. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
As I said, many churches do hold the midnight mass, the Eucharist, earlier than midnight, but the Pope doesn't usually.
Not usually, although the late Pope, John Paul II, did so when he was getting old and tired and ill, and he sometimes celebrated midnight mass at 10 o'clock. The midnight mass, of course, will extend until midnight because it's a long service. There has been a lot of speculation here in Rome that bringing forward the mass by 2 hours meant that the Pope in fact may not be very well, but I don't subscribe to that theory. I think he is getting old. He's going to celebrate his 83rd birthday next year, and he does have a heart condition, but I don't think there are any immediate fears for his health at the moment.
Well, and this particular time of year is a pretty busy one for the Pope.
Well, yes, he has a lot of responsibilities, a lot of services to attend, and of course, after midnight, he'll have a few hours in bed, and then he'll be up again to celebrate the Mass during the morning, and most important of all, to give his special Christmas blessing, Urbi et Orbi, from the balcony of St. Peter's at midday, which is televised and transmitted by radio all over the world.
Has the Vatican given us a reason for why the Mass has been moved to 10 p.m.?
They just said that in view of the Pope's health considerations, it was considered wiser. I mean, I think it's a very good idea. I think a lot of Romans will be very happy. It's a terrible weather here in Rome, and it looks as though it'll be raining at midnight. So I think everybody will be happy to who wants to go to the Mass to get it over with and go back to bed and spend the rest of the night in their
Really? All these Catholics who very much cherish their long-held traditions, even especially in Rome where they're used to going out at midnight, there won't be anyone upset?
No, I don't think I've heard no complaints at all. I think that many families, particularly if they want to take their children, will be rather happy that it's not going on till 2 or 3 in the morning.
These would be families who have kids who are going to wake up as early as they possibly can to get to the gifts, right?
That's right. That's right. Except that here in Italy, of course, the gifts sometimes given at the celebrations are different.
We
have it on Christmas Eve, and then of course there's the Befana, the Epiphany, after Christmas, when traditionally this is celebrating the gift of the kings to the Christ, where children in Italy have in the past used to receive presents then as well. It less today. I think the commercial Christmas, that as it's celebrated in America and now in many countries of the world, much more commercialized than it used to be, the children see all the advertising and they want their presents now.
Okay, David Willey is the Vatican correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Some parents in Italy getting a little extra rest. The midnight mass, the Eucharist, will be at 10 p.m. tonight.
For our last take at now, we turn the mic over to you. Early this week, we talked about people who whitened their resumes to boost their chances of getting a job. One of our guests told us she even changed her name so she wouldn't face discrimination. Carolyn called us from Boston at 8778-MY-TAKE.
Italians did the same. Did they have to whiten their names? Jews did the same in the past. Did they whiten their names?
Actually, Jews and Italians and all kinds of immigrants to the United States have changed their names in order to fit in better. Caroline King also weighed in about that name change in this very topic. She emailed us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. She says, "This is nothing new. My mother is Czech. Her name was Maria Teresa Francisca Odlozel. When she became a nurse, she changed her name to Mary Odell." Probably easier to fit on a checkbook also. That was during the late 1930s. Turning now to the holiday season, what's Christmas Eve without a little caroling? All week we've asked you to sing us your favorite holiday song.
Hey, Paul Dubois. I'm calling from Cahuncin, New York. This is my favorite Christmas song. Santa's roasting on an open fire. Elves are boiling in a stew. In the air, everywhere, shoppers pulling their hair. Merry Christmas to you.
Okay, thanks, Paul. Todd, here's one of your favorites.
Hi, my name is Jeannie, And this is the Christmas favorite song that I'd like to sing. Rum bum 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 rum bum 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 rum bum 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 rum bum 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 rum.
Actually, I like that song as sung by Bing Crosby and David Bowie. I think my new favorite might be Elves Boiling in a Stew, actually. It might be my new favorite. But Mel called us, gave us a little spoken word.
My name is Mel Coles. My favorite song at Christmas is Vince Vance and the Valiants. All I Want for Christmas is You. And you are the angel atop my tree. You're my dream come true. Santa can't bring me what I need. 'Cause all I want for Christmas is you.
We've heard this one a few times. Seems to be one of our listeners' favorites.
This is Susan, and I'm calling from Wakefield, Mass. And my favorite holiday song is the Eartha Kitt version of Santa Baby.
Santa Baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa Baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight.
Susan, very nice. She just might win the prize for nicest voice there. Everyone, though, is getting points for singing and even the spoken word that we got. Thanks so much for calling in. Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org and do a little singing for us like Eartha Kitt.
Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Boom, 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 boom. Santa baby.